The worth of an athletic team can be evaluated several ways. Usually it's by how many wins they accumulate on a season, and individuals valued by their statistics for the year. But not every team can be evaluated only by those methods. The Chillicothe Hornets basketball team found that out in a late December game in 1971. The Hornets took the floor on December 27th in the opening round of the 16-team St. Joseph LeBlanc tournament. The Hornets had just 2 wins on the season, with 5 losses sandwiched in between. They were feeling hopeful coming off a 61-36 win at Savannah, for the Hornets knew the opening game of the tournament would be tough. St. Joseph Central took the court against the Hornets, sporting an unbeaten Central record. When the game began, the Central Indians started working their magic. Time and again, their shots started to fall. The Hornets' first points came on a shot by Terry Jones with 6:03 left in the first quarter. The next points off 2 David Neal free throws early in the third quarter. Yes, this Chillicothe team had what might have been the worst first half in the history of Hornets basketball. Central led 14-2 after one quarter, 28-2 at the half, holding Chillicothe scoreless the entire second quarter. For the first half, Chillicothe unofficially hit 1 of 17 shots, 0 for 5 from the free throw line, and turned the ball over an estimated 12 times. So do the Hornets just give up? Of course not. That's not the Hornets' way. Never has been. Never will be. Coach Dale Russell used 11 of his 12 Hornets players in the first half, but stuck with a starting 5 at the start of the second half. Whether it was self-preservation, school pride, a spirited halftime talk in the locker room, or something else, the shots started to fall for Chillicothe. The Hornets had 18 points to Central 6, trimming the 28-2 halftime score to 34-20 by the end of the third quarter. So is this a monumental comeback of all-time story? No. But it is a gut-check pride story of the history of the Never Say Die Hornets. Central went on to win the game 50-33, but Chillicothe made them work for it in the second half. The Hornets would go on to beat Kearney 59-51, Mid-Buchanan 67-31, and Smithville 64-52 to go 3-1 in the LeBlanc tournament. Unfortunately, that momentum would not last as the team finished 9-18 on the season, but for a few shining moments on a cold December night, the Hornets did some work. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.